just a big long bench.
Uh-huh. You didn't have any, like in an office, they have a...
No, no, it's just a big long bench, reached plumb across the house, and they'd all go, maybe 20, sat on that seat, and they'd answer a question. He'd ask each one a question, and they'd answer the question, and go on to the next one.
Well, I see. And what did you do? Did you hold the pencil on your lap, and then...
Well, yeah.
And then just write that way?
Or slate. We had slate, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we'd
I see. But later, like when your son...
We had a blackboard then, later. Uh-huh. And we got up the blackboard, you had to write and denim diagram sentence and all stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
You didn't.
Uh-huh.
You didn't.
And when they said, did they diagram sentences when you went to school, did they?
Well...
Did you call it diagrammer? Or did you call it something? Did you call it parsing ever?
The diagram was what we called it.
Uh-huh. But that was when you were a little girl, they called it that.
I've got one of the grammars here somewhere here.
Is that right from when
you...
Yeah. I'd like to see that.
I don't know where it's at.
If you have...
A long time ago.
I'd like to see one of those little old grammars. I'd like to see the books you... But later, people sat behind...
desk.
Yeah.
They had a desk later, but I never went to school that time. I was over going to school that time.
And the place where they keep books nowadays in school, they have a room in the school that's all full of books.
Well, that was a library.
Yeah. And you were talking about Neva before. Can you mail letters down there?
Yeah.
Where?
At the post office.
Okay. Is that right on the highway?
Uh-huh.
And one other thing I wanted to get straight. What's the name of that branch or creek just by the highway?
Rones.
That's Rones Creek that runs right along right along the highway.
Yeah.
You have to cross the bridge to get here. Yeah.
Well, now the post office just you cross the bridge
you
and
cross
just,
the bridge and go up
just the. Above the bridge there.
Uh-huh. Where there's a store.
Where the hardware store is?
Up that little road right there.
Oh, I see. I didn't see the post office. I looked for it because you told me about it this morning, and I looked for it.
There's a storehouse there, too, on the post office.
Uh-huh.
Where the old depot used to be.
Oh, I see. And that's where the train... the train stuff. Now, you mentioned the hospital before. When you saw that play in Elizabethton, where did they show it?
Lord.
At a, well, what did you call the place, though? It was a thief?
I don't know.
I mean, would they call it something like an opera house or a theater?
Theater, I guess.
All right. And when in the hospital, there is a doctor and a...
nurse.
And they... if someone was walking across a field, and instead of walking on the path, you walked across the field that way, you might say he's taken a
knockout.
What's that? Good.
A knockout.
Okay. And then if someone cut something and didn't cut it straight this way and might cut it off this way, you might say he cut it.
Slosh face.
Okay. That's good. Now, did you ever call that Andy Godlin?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever hear that word, Andy Godlin?
I don't know for the
sometimes they talk about a crop or something being planted that way, or everything's just every which way.
Yeah.
And things are, somebody just like threw seeds out there, and they're all over. They sometimes call that Andy Godlin. In some cities they have... they have buses. But another thing they used to have in cities...
streetcars.
Yeah. And if you arrive by the streetcar, you might tell the man, I want at the next corner, I want to...
Oh. All right.
And the and Mountain City is the what of Johnson County? I think it is.
Capital.
Of the county?
Can't see that. All right.
And they, if a person worked for the post office, you'd say he worked for the federal
government.
Uh-huh. And the police department is supposed to maintain law and
order.
Through the whole thing? That's just rude. Long. Okay. From the that war that your father fought in was the
Civil War.
And if when you mentioned that before, was he involved in fighting?
Oh yeah.
And was he in for the whole war?
The whole war.
He was in for the whole war.
Mark this one.
He was went in 62, I believe, and come out in 64.
Mm-hmm. And he was in the 13th Regiment the whole time. Do you know where he was and what parts of the South? What parts of the country he served in?
He was there from discharge